This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This was one of those Am I the Jerk submissions we got that we moved right to the top.
Yeah. Fast track.
Right to the top when I saw it because I went, huh? We've never had one like this, and this is crazy.
Nah, we got to talk this through.
She wants to remain anonymous. She says, love you guys. Thank you.
Don't butter us up.
Am I the jerk for breaking up with my significant other for stealing from me?
What is, I mean, he stole your heart, right? He stole your heart.
Let a guy try to... Okay.
He stole your heart. That had to be what it is.
Let me just read the submission. You can always send them in. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs on Facebook or Instagram.
It's safe.
Here's what she said. She said, am I the jerk for breaking up with my significant other for stealing from me? Allie and DZ. Yesterday, I was over at my significant other's house, so they don't live together.
Okay.
And was playing a card game with my sibling on the floor. I happened to catch a glimpse of a few things that I and another family member of mine that I live with have bought together. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll add, these items were clearly hidden from me at my significant other's house. They were stored under a cabinet. Mind you, I know for a fact my significant other has not purchased these items because they are, quote, too expensive, unquote.
Okay.
I truly am at a loss on what to do. We've been together for about 4-ish years on and off. Our relationship hasn't been perfect, but I can't help but feel betrayed. And don't think I can ever trust this person again and to even let them in my home. This is also is my first relationship, and it is super hard for me to let this person go. Am I the jerk? So they've been together for 4 years.
So they're young.
Maybe.
I'm assuming
maybe.
Young. I don't know how young.
They could be 22. They could be 18. They could be 30.
I'm thinking in their 20s, but they've been together for, you know,
they have their own
years.
Houses.
Right.
They know that.
Live on their own. But they're young.
So she's at her significant other's house, sees all these basically items from her house.
From her house that she got with a different family
that have
member.
Been stolen now, and she sees hidden at her significant other's house. I'm sorry. Huge red flag for me. Like, I'm always looking for a reason to drop them.
Sure.
The fact that someone's stealing from me and then hiding it, that leads to lying, cheating, like all of the characteristics. When I see that, I go, oh, that's it. You're stealing. Now you're out.
But hold on, though.
That's where I jump in my mind. I go, they're going to lie and cheat too.
Maybe. Right. And, and do you think it is actually stolen? Because what if...
Come on.
He's trying to surprise her with something.
With the stuff she bought herself with somebody else.
Like, who knows what he's trying to make, or maybe he's trying to get something that relates directly to that item, right? Without knowing what the item is. I'm thinking, if it's like a little trinket, right?
Then
and he's trying to get
picture.
A matching charm. Taking a picture doesn't always do right. Maybe he's trying to keep it a surprise. I don't know if there's a birthday coming up. Y'all probably think I'm doing a whole
are
lot of justifying.
Are you out of your mind? You are doing...
But what's the story? Like, why? What is the reason to steal something and hide it from your significant other?
That's what I'm saying. This is weird, man.
That's why I'm going. There's got to be more to this story. I don't know if it's theft. Y'all have been together for 4 years, and if it was theft, that wasn't hidden very very well.
No. Well, they were sitting on the ground playing with someone, and then they saw it hidden behind a cabinet. So you were already on the floor in a weird spot. You'd have to sit on the floor and be like, was anybody going to see it there?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're just a klepto, and they got issues.
Well, and if they're just a klepto, they didn't really mean to steal it.
But, you know what? Here we go with the justification.
No, being a kleptomaniac is an actual illness, though. So it's like you can't necessarily help that. That's genuinely, like, that's a fact. Like, kleptomaniacy, you can't help to steal things.
Well,
you
better get some help.
Want them, right?
Okay, fine. So then, listen to this then. So then, is she the jerk for breaking up with her significant other for stealing? You saying she is a jerk if she does that? Because I'm not saying you can't maybe talk about it and go, do you have, this is like when someone cheats. Let's give the same example.
Wild red flags.
Someone cheats and you go, all right. I would be like, we're done. But somebody might say, let's try to work through your issues of dishonesty and lack of trust. And maybe we'll get through it. And people do.
And maybe we won't.
So there is a way to work on it.
Sure.
I don't think she's a jerk. I think she should run for the hills.
The only reason I'm saying jerk is because she's not exploring this more. Right?
Something off.
There's something off and there's something going on.
Like, you think there's more to it than it's fixable.
I don't know if it's fixable. Whether he's a klepto or whether he really just genuinely stole it or he was trying to set something up for you, you're not doing enough exploring to understand, and you're always going to wonder.
Yeah.
You're always going to wonder. You're the jerk for just breaking up and not finding out.
I can't imagine going to your house. We're friends. I can't imagine going to your house and seeing my stuff from my house hidden at your house. Like, that immediately would make me go, DZ, I would never, now I'm untrusting of you and your wife. I'd be like, why do you have my stuff hidden at your house? Anyone on any planet, I'd be like, something's off.
Have you seen your chainsaw recently, Allie?
I gave that to you, so knock it off.
Have you seen it recently, though?
I lent that to you. You borrow it.
Is it in the garage in the spot that I gave it back to you
at,
though?
Now I'm going to look when I get home. Unbelievable.
Because I have been over since then.
Unbelievable. You know what? Don't even try to convince me. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for breaking up with her significant other for stealing from her. This story is wild.
We need to know that.
But it's got to happen.
If we notice stealing, not the jerk. She don't know that it's stealing, so I'm going jerk.
Somebody said, this is Faith in Milwaukee. She said, I don't think being a kleptomaniac is the same as cheating. One is an illness, one is stupidity. Wait, they're both character flaws, though.
I'd say both are, why are illnesses.
They're both about being dishonest. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going with it. She doesn't need to stick it through with an on and off relationship, Faith in Milwaukee. Okay.
She said it was on and off.
She did say that. She said, we've been on and off for 4 years.
Oh, I missed that part.
We have been together for about 4-ish years on and off.
Okay.
But it's a lot of people nowadays. That's why I just rolled my eyes and went, okay. Fine. Yeah, you're trying to figure out how to communicate. Fine.
I did glaze over that. And I was like, okay, y'all been together for 4-ish years. Got it.
You're saying if there's already problems, maybe.
If there's already problems and you know bro's weird and he might be stealing, yes, not the jerk 100%. But if you don't know and you're just going, he stole!
Dude,
Find out.
But I will tell you about the person in my house who I caught stealing from me next when we talk about this, because I busted someone very close to me who was in my house daily stealing from me. And boy, I feel like I can relate to this. All right, let us know if she's the jerk. Jerkity jerk, okay? We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We didn't give her a name. Confused Kathy.
That feels good.
Confused Kathy doesn't know if she should break up with her significant other because she was at their house and realized there were things from her house that were stolen, that were, we think, stolen, hidden in plain view.
I guess we got to approach it with the assumption that it is stolen because that's what she wrote in and said.
How else would it be?
Unless he's trying to surprise her with an additional gift. I don't know.
And I promised you I'd tell you who stole from me. True story. Yeah. I had a girl who worked for me because, you know, I'd have people come to my house to watch the boys when they were little. And so I went through a lot of childcare. I went through a lot of different babysitters and nannies until I found the ones that really worked for us. One girl worked for me for a long time, and she posted a picture on Facebook one day, and I could see my kitchen utensils, my pink cutting board that was very specific. It had a pink handle. I could see it in the background of her picture in her kitchen. I went, oh,
wait,
she helped herself to my very unique pink cutting board.
And she ain't buy the same cutting board?
No, she did not.
Your cutting board was missing, I'm assuming.
Of course it was. And that's when it all unraveled. And I the next day, I fired her. I found someone to replace her. And I came home from work and I said, get out of my house. You're fired. And she goes, excuse me. And she had worked for me for a long time. And I said, you stole from me. I can see my things in a picture that you posted on Facebook. Shame on you.
Get out.
I give you food. I give you extra money. I know you and your boyfriend struggle and you have a baby.
And
get out.
And you steal from me?
Get out. Mm. And she did. So I am very triggered by the people stealing from me coming into my home. That was messed up. And she was stealing dumb stuff like this.
Like,
dumb stuff.
Kleptomania.
Big time.
But okay. And
so
there's
I'm
one thing for it to
I'm
be
like, you're out.
Somebody you employ, but somebody that you're in love with
even
or
worse.
In love with as
even
a relationship.
Worse.
Yeah, I hear you. I do hear
even
you.
Worse. See?
That's why I want to say there's no way that it's actual theft. There's no way that he stole this. Y'all have been dating for 4 years.
It's hard to believe, but Erin's in Menominee Falls. We'll start with her first. Hi, Erin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Allie. Good morning, Doozy.
Good morning, morning.
Did
morning,
I bring
yes.
you around with my story?
A little bit. Good morning, Erin. Talk to us.
Is she the jerk for breaking up with the significant other who's stealing?
She is 1,000% not the jerk. And look, let me say this. Behavior is its own language. Mm. If there's one thing I wish I would have known in my 20s, mm-hmm. dating some of the terrible men I found out there, it's that you have to listen to 10% of what they say and 100% of what they do.
Actions over words. That's true.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing you now who he is. He's a man who operates outside of his integrity, right? There's really no good reason to have all of her things and have them hidden like that. If he wasn't being deceptive.
I think we
have to be very careful what we're advising young ladies, because a lot of young ladies think that they're going to take a man and fix him up into a
No, you're not.
Stop trying to fix people,
you're
bro.
Not. And
we gotta stop
a lot
trying
of times
people.
We love to hang on to the little good things, which sometimes is what they say, not what they do.
Yeah.
So then you get stuck in this pattern with somebody who's not a good person, whoever you're dating, guy or girl, because you're holding onto what they say and not what they do.
You got to find somebody that works well mm-hmm. with you and your lifestyle, not try to make them fit it, bro.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in and said, not the jerk, dump his bleep. She don't need that energy in her life.
I'm understanding. I wonder how long it's been missing, because mm-hmm. clearly she didn't notice until she saw it at his house.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be an item that she doesn't look at daily.
Right.
Right? Unless he just stole it and she just saw it. I don't know.
Not the jerk, according to Erin. Thanks, Erin.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Janine is in West Allis. Let's go to her next. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is she the jerk if she breaks up with her significant other who she caught stealing from her?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Ooh, 2 for 2.
Amen.
The same reasons?
Go
you got
on.
Something different, yeah.
Same thing. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
There's something about Janine in West Allis saying, homie, don't play that.
That just feels it. You feel it, right? You felt that in your heart, right? Homie, don't play
yeah.
that.
Amazing.
Janine,
yeah.
I don't care if it's a rubber band you stole from me. I bought it. It's mine. If you ain't asked for it, nope, I'm done.
Nope. Everyone's out.
I've been in similar situations, too, where I've had someone stay with me, and I tell them right off the gate, like, if it's mine, ask if you want to have it or borrow it or use it. If not, nope, it's stealing.
Say less. Janine says not the jerk for breaking up with a significant other.
No, Janine said, homie, don't play that. Bye, Janine.
Good point. She needs a theme song so we can do the homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that. We got to just cut that up and put it in the hot key. I know y'all don't know what that means, but bro.
It's fine. Is it going to be a clean sweep? Because, you know, Rogers in Milwaukee.
There's no way.
It's got to be.
There's
How
no
can
way.
You stay with someone who's stealing from you? I don't understand.
I'm not
DZ.
Saying stay. I'm just saying jerk, because you did zero investigation
to
for
find
it.
Out why they were stealing. I shouldn't have to. What are you stealing from me to begin with?
I got
to
know if I need to throw hands.
You do. Yes.
Regardless.
Hi, Roger.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Allie Deasy. Happy birthday, Mackenzie. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Oh, I know, Roger. And Rob from Racine is setting me off right now on the text line. He said, she's the jerk. Maybe they had a fight in the beginning and he accidentally took them and forgot to return it. accidentally took them and forgot. That's not a thing, Rob.
That's not a thing.
You don't accidentally take someone's stuff that you're in a relationship with. That's bizarre.
Yeah, you don't accidentally steal something. I'm going to tell you right now. You don't accidentally pocket nothing.
You sound like a klepto yourself, Rob, from Racine. Anyway,
no
Roger.
Doubt, no doubt.
What do you think?
Talk. Not the jerk. Not the jerk.
Vacuum sweep. Mm,
is that what we're saying?
Oh, no. Nope. Flag on the play.
What do you mean, flag on the play?
Flag on the play. You saying she is the jerk?
No, she's not the jerk.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay,
so it's a clean sweep.
Okay, got it. It is a clean sweep.
He's saying flag on the play by the other one.
Foul, right.
Mm-hmm.
Blow the whistle.
Because listen, where does it stop? Where does it stop?
Where does it? That is true.
Yeah.
That's valuable. Where does it stop?
It doesn't. If you're going to do it once, you're going to do it again, right?
And maybe that's just the first thing you notice he stole. What if he got a whole bunch of your stuff?
Well, that's the way I felt about the stealing nanny. That's where I was going with this. So I saw the cutting board in the picture, but God only knows how much else she took from me over the year that she worked for me.
What didn't you see?
Things I can't find now, I can never prove that she took them. And trust me, there's things I can't find to this day.
Did you ever find that sweater you were looking for?
No.
Huh.
No.
Huh.
I have other things missing I can't find. So I'm saying cut your losses now.
Mm.
If they're stealing one thing, they're stealing other things.
Oh, no,
I'm just saying.
Cut your losses after you get your stuff back.
Well, go take it and then cut your... Yeah, don't ask for it. Don't even ask for it. Just...
They didn't ask for it. All right, Roger, you vacuum it up for us today.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
It's our show.
We got stuff to do, Roger.
What?
Are we still in the air?
Yes. Yes, Roger. Do you need something off the air?
Oh, man. Okay, producer Roger.
Jeez. Look at us getting bossed around by our listeners.
And why did we let them?
We have so much to do right now. What does Roger have a personal issue now?
You're lucky we love you, Roger, and the rest of y'all, too.
No, seriously. All right. Not the jerk for breaking up with the significant other who's been stealing.